Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you played this coming back to end the week on a Friday, Darius, I'd have a question or two. But I'm already one step ahead of you with Natasha
here.
Bedingfield. She's at Nats Park tonight, 4 blocks away from where Danny's sitting. That means Ryan Clary's going to be in the house. He's going down there. I know Tobes will be there. I know one of her songs, Unwritten, which is a smash. I got nothing else. I'm going to go see Nelly at Nationals Park this season, though. I just saw him in New Orleans. He killed. And why not turn the clocks back 20 years and go see him one more time? But I'm glad you guys are happy about Natasha Bedingfield. You should enjoy that. Danny, you going to make it over there tonight?
I am not, my friend. With all due respect to Natasha Bedingfield, then there's Sunshine in My Pocket or something in my pocket that I'm worried about. That's the other song of hers that I know. This one, of course, is from the Glenn Powell Shirtless Festival
right.
Movie.
Handsome Glenn Powell.
Handsome Glenn
Never
Powell.
Never wear a shirt.
And
yeah.
Sydney Sweeney, who I thought, actually, you know what I thought about that movie? Sydney Sweeney acted really well in that movie.
Oh, Sydney Sweeney, what an actress.
Was I convinced? Yes. There it is. You know what I mean?
Give her all the Academy Awards for that performance.
I believed her.
She was unbelievable in that stunning performance that she delivered.
I was stunned, yeah.
You don't know what I'm doing right now.
I mean, I guess I don't. I mean, I think I do. I mean, you and I are talking. We're doing Grant and
right,
Tony's
so I'm doing the radio show. But simultaneously, you don't know who I'm with and where I'm at right now.
I mean, you're at the Jermon Bushrod's golf tournament.
Right.
I forget the name of the place, but it's in the King George area.
Close enough, an hour from King George. I'm at the Meadow Farms Golf Course
yep.
in Locust Grove, Virginia, which is like Orange,
okay.
Virginia.
Okay.
I'm reminiscing about the 2002 King George Foxes right now. I got the whole squad around me. That's a state Final Four team that went to Lafayette, got robbed on a bad call at the goal line.
How about that?
All right. Now, we're not like chirping about the referee and calling him out by name or anything. I got Jimmer Schmally went for 2 bills against Chancellor wearing Stephen Davis's elbow pad. You don't know anything about Jimmer Schmally.
Well, I think I do because you ever talked about him at a different time when he maybe it was last year on this day when you guys went and hung out at this thing.
I got Carlos Allen with me. Yep. That's a defensive lineman, offensive lineman combination wearing sure. 74, I believe.
Playing both ways, yeah.
72. My apologies. But he's going to dunk on the basketball court, too, if you let him. He's mm-hmm. going to do that. Mm-hmm. We're talking about that King George squad that was also a Final Four participant in the States. You don't know anything about that.
That's a run for the Foxes right there.
Oh, the 2002 class record for now, you'll notice I'm the 06 class. I don't talk a whole lot about the 06 class.
What happened then?
But just not as much success on the athletics fields. The 02 class, though, they broke all the records for scholarships. Like, pretty much when you were in high school, everyone would be like, remember 02? Remember 02? But, yeah, we got J.J. Brown starting quarterback right here. Did you think he got in when he dove for the pylon at Lafayette? I thought he did.
No, you're a homer, and you know it. Now let me.
I'm not a homer.
You're a homer.
How does the pylon fall over onto the sideline from inside the end zone if he wasn't reaching the ball over the goal line?
My Uncle Mo, last name Mentum, all right? You hit the ground first. He was short. You know it. I know it. Deep down, he knows it. Here's the point I'm trying to make to you, though, all right?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this much. Including you, how many Hall of Famers are sitting around you right now?
Oh, good question.
Yeah, because I see one Hall of Famer right now. That's you.
I think there's got to be three. Do we have any King George Hall of Famers in our midst right now? Oh, they're sleeping on you guys right now. All right. They're telling me they're not in right now.
Yeah.
They should be in. I'm going to start the advocacy. Well, I blame myself.
Here's the point. Again, this is one of those ugly truths you may not want to hear, GP. Maybe it wasn't that special.
Ooh, maybe Danny's throwing so much shade right now.
Maybe it wasn't that special. I can't get a single Hall of Famer off that group.
Lowe's is chirping St. Albans. Says they would have handled St. Albans. Would have been a minus 26 line starting that game for the Foxes.
In that year, you're probably right. But the point of the dude's story is none of those guys are in the Hall of Fame either. If you can't get one Hall of Fame, this little one-horse town with one phone and the fax machine, if that group didn't get one Hall of Famer, maybe it wasn't that special.
Well, Jermon's in the hall. I will let you know.
Jermon is, yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I'm going to get these guys in. I'm going to start my candidacy. I'm going to make sure that the O2 team collectively gets into the hall.
That's how we do it. There you go.
Why not? Throw my weight around a little bit. I mean, well-deserved. Past the time this should have happened.
If you can't use your Hall of Fame credentials and sway to get that group in, what's it good for?
Who was David Elfin advocated for years because he was at the Times and the chapter leader? So he was advocating for who would it have been back then? Like Daryl and Art Monk and them?
It was Art Monk.
So that'll be me. I'll be the Elfin. I'm going to get the O2 team.
Grant Elfin.
Celebrated at the King George Hall of Fame. And Lafayette can kick all the rocks because they got a call that they shouldn't have gotten. But Uncle Rico will throw that ball over that mountain. I'm not upset about it.
That's what I want.
It's only been, 23 years? It's
23
fine.
Years?
Yeah. I've moved past it. Everything's fine. I cried on that sideline that day. Tears were lost in that dirt that'll never be found again. I was a sad kid.
What did you cry harder for? That moment, the sad
King George
moment,
State Final Four?
Or when your mom gave away the mashed potatoes?
I actually think I cried more when my mom gave away the mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving.
That's kind of my barometer. That's the your number one cry. That's your 2002 King George Foxes of crying.
But that crying was not just that she gave away the potatoes. The crying was like a big kind of fight that was ensuing internally. It was a whole emotional time with the, you come down on me that I'm overreacting. You tell me that now you're saying personal things about you don't eat the mashed potatoes and maybe think more about not eating so many mashed potatoes. Mm-hmm. There was a lot more to that.
There's a lot of weight behind it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Probably too much, as it were.
Oh, thank
you. All right, it's time for the Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. We'll give you a brief little ask us anything before we hit the leadoff to get out of here. Darius has been warming up the pipes on this Friday. Let's do it.
Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag. Here comes Grant and Danny's Tony's Mailbag.
And I'll pick one. You pick one, Danny.
You got
the question I got here from Kristen on Twitter. She wants to know about the Taylor Walls ejection for tapping his helmet. Do you agree with it or no? So for people that didn't see this, I'll just succinctly let you know about it. So Taylor Walls, baseball player, upset with a call, asked the umpire, are you sure that was a strike? And then as he's getting back in the box, he kind of taps at his helmet. Tapping the helmet, as you know, is how you challenge a call in the minor leagues and in spring training. They're going to be bringing that to the big leagues next year. So the umpire immediately ejects him, and Taylor Walls goes, well, wait a second. I wasn't tapping my helmet to challenge your call. I know I can't challenge the call. I'm just adjusting my helmet. I happen to think that the ejection was ridiculous because unless someone curses at you or tells you you did a terrible job or visibly shows you up by spiking a bat or a helmet or a glove or something, then please stop making it about yourself. People are there to see him, not you. Fewer ejections of players, the better for me. So I hated everything about it. I thought it was ridiculous. Where do you stand?
Whatever you just said, I'll rubber stamp it and then some. I found it beyond insane. Like, let's say that he did. Okay. Still, right. I have no interest in the umpire. None. They have these little God complexes that you can't challenge their authority or whatever. And it's this arbitrary line of what's over the line or not. There's no stat next to the umpire's name. There is next to Walls' name. Enough of it. Like, to me, assault is too far. Like, if you put hands on the umpire, you shove him, or you, engage physically, all right, you can get run. Short of that, it would be really, really hard for me to have someone get thrown out of the game. I just cannot believe we're still here. We're getting better. It's getting closer and closer to my dream of having all of their power ripped away and have them be autonomous robots where some remote control raises their hand for a strike. That to me is why I want robot everything.
Well, remember, there was just a report 2 days ago in The Athletic that next year they are pushing. It's got to be approved by the Players Association. There's going to be a vote. There's still some discussion to be had this offseason. But next year, baseball would like the challenge system implemented in Major League Baseball. So umpires will still call balls and strikes, but you would be able to then challenge a couple per game. And I know everyone hears that and gets very nervous about pace of play. I promise you, you're going to love it. It takes seconds. They show the results on the big board. Everybody gets to react together. They're still ironing out some details. Some players don't believe, based on height differences and things, that to the exact millimeter, the strike zones are accurate. And so they're still honing all the technology, but it's dramatically improved from the error of humans. And so I think it will ultimately go through for next year. All right, Danny, pick one for us.
Quick one here from Alan wants to know if you could go back and prevent yourself from doing one segment in your radio career.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower.
And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What would you pick?
Wow. That is a great question.
I thought that was a really good question. That's why I wanted to get in.
You got one?
I know my answer off the top of my head.
I think I would go with the segment where our producers booked Steve Berline, but thought they were booking another Steve.
And all I'm trying the way to around. Think of who. They booked Steve Tasker, and you thought it was Steve Berline.
Correct.
Or was it the other way around?
No. Steve Berline was on the phone.
He was on the phone.
So
you thought it was Steve Tasker, and it was Steve Berline.
Yeah, well, I thought that because that's what I was told. Yes. That we were having Steve Tasker on, and we had notes on Steve Tasker. And
talking
I
about Googled special teams.
He's exactly. Like, yeah, so I'm like doing a big bio about, yeah, he was a Pro Bowler in this year, and his son is doing this and all this stuff. And then we go to the phones, and he goes, hey, guys, I'm sorry about this, but this is Steve Berline. It was the most embarrassing moment ever. It's probably only about a week or two into our show together, and I wanted to crawl into a hole never to be seen again.
You had such a funny reaction. You went, ha, yeah. Absolutely. Good to talk to you. Oh, my, and then the controller mic off went, oh my God. I'll never forget that. For me, I thought it would be fun once. You didn't want to do this for the record. I thought it would be fun because I'm a fan of all four of the DC sports teams, right? I thought it would be fun to have a conversation when it was kind of slow to say, of the fans that are only fans of one of the teams and get angry when we talk about the others, which fan base is the most irritating? Right, because like Washington fans for the football team think every year they're going 13-3 when they never did, or Caps fans because they get mad about this, or Nats fans who get mad anytime you're not talking about the Nats, or Wizards fans or whatever. And so we had a conversation about it, and when that was done, I went, you know what, you were right. We should not have done that. And I caught so much Eric Flack for it, rightly so, because that like we're basically like thumbing our noses at the people that keep the lights on.
Hey, we're not going to bat 1,000 either. You know what I'm saying? Happens. Yeah. It is time for the leadoff ahead of Nationals baseball tonight. The Nats welcoming the Texas Rangers to town. The leadoff brought to you by the Window Man since 1989. The Window Man's been the educational window company. Get your free in-home estimate or visit thewindowman.com's all-new Fairfax showroom. Your leadoff nugget tonight, James Wood ranking among the best hitters in the National League. How about right now, this moment, for third in the National League and in Major League Baseball, 35 batted balls over 108 miles per hour on the season for James Wood. Let's get him going again after a tough few days. Hit into some bad luck here. Get that average up over 280, Danny.
Facing that tough lefty, Patrick Corbin. He's had success in this league.
Yeah, no doubt.
Weird, right?
Let's take Patrick Corbin deep. Thanks for listening. Back at it at 2 o'clock on Monday.
Ladies and gentlemen, the weekend.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.